Are you yourself Muslim?
No, I'm actually not Muslim. Interestingly, my name is Dutch, Johannes. I was brought up as a Christian, but I did live in the Muslim community. And also, when I was around 13 years old, I moved to Thailand because my parents work with the government.
That's why you move around so much?
I do. That's why I move around so much.
The Foreign Service,
No. They work with the local government from the. I don't know if you've heard of the ASEAN.
Oh sure, ASEAN, sure.
Yeah, the ASEAN. What do you call it? The community.
Okay.
Or a community of.
So the diplomatic community within ASEAN.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
And Thailand, for example, has had many programs for English training.
Huh.
Yeah, my mom is an English teacher.
Your father?
So my dad is a psych, behavior consultant. That's what we call him. And so we get to travel to Thailand when I was very young to live there because they work there and be surrounded by Buddhists. and so I have a very, very interesting religious upbringing, I would say.
And did you take advantage of it, or is it just sort of there and you never paid much attention to it? Or only now are you starting to realize that, oh, wow, Buddhism is this, and then Islam is this, and then Christianity is this? Or you always sort of knew about it?
I kind of knew, because here's the thing with religion. For some reason, especially in these countries, the religion kind of seeps into the culture. A lot of the stuff that they do in Indonesia, for example, has religious meaning to it.
Yeah.
As well as in Thailand, for example, a lot of the holidays, a lot of the stuff that they do, it has religious significance. Mm-hmm. And so you can't really, you grow up without encountering these, you know, religious things in the culture.
And then you came from that background, and now, what would you call yourself first? Are you Indonesian first? Are you American first? When people tell you, people ask you, where are you from? How do you answer that?
I say it's complicated.
It's like a relationship. But yeah. If you had to pin it down, for example, what's your passport right now?
Indonesian.
Okay.
I am definitely an Indonesian citizen. I don't really have a home there, though. If I go back there, I don't really, aside from like my extended family, I don't really go home to Indonesia anymore.
You don't feel it.
No, I don't.
You don't.
No.
You don't go, oh yeah, Indonesia is where I really root myself.
Yeah. No. Definitely not. I wouldn't also say that Thailand is like that because, my parents live there now because they still work there.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also wouldn't say that that's my home.
I can relate to that because, like, even though by my looks and by my genetics and by my history, I'm Filipino,
mm-hmm.
I have almost no, like, psychological connection
right.
to the country. I have an academic interest.
Right.
But that's about it.
Yeah.
And, which is strange because that's where I grew up for 9 years.
Yeah, right. And, yeah, I definitely understand that feeling. it's kind of odd, you know, having that, thinking that, you know, when you come to a place, you're like, nah, like, it's not my country.
Maybe it's not odd for you and me, but I think for a lot of people, they don't understand when I tell them, well, I was born in the Philippines, but I'm Canadian. And
right.
some Canadians will react and they'll say, oh, so you're Filipino-Canadian.
Uh-huh.
I said, no, I'm Canadian.
Right.
I don't want any of this hyphenation stuff.
Yeah,
And I can't relate it to the Philippines to any degree, so I don't even want it to people to think that I'm hyphenating myself.
Right.
Do you hyphenate yourself? I'm Indonesian American.
No, definitely not.
So if you had to, your citizenship is Indonesian, but what are you? Do you think? I know you can say it's complicated, but are you more American? Are you more Indonesian?
I think I'm more Indonesian.